One, two, three, four. We're here with Jerry Saprinetti. She's in the band Time Cat. She's gonna play some music for us.
The Spoils of Akron, the Spoils of Akron podcast.
Soap. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Spoils of Akron podcast. My name is Ryan Dyke, and I am joined today by
Chris Miller.
And we are a show about the art, culture, and the eccentric residents of the Rubber City. And if you weren't listening to the first 30 seconds of this podcast, then you don't know who our very special guest is of this week. Chris, who is our guest?
I would say this person is, we can consider a local celebrity. Anybody who's asked, who we've discussed this person with, says this person is going to make it big.
Yeah.
So when we say it, the airwaves, the virtual airwaves, are just going to flood with podcast clicks, and it might even disable this entire program.
I think we're going to.
We probably shouldn't even say it.
We're going to blow up iTunes with this free podcast. People are going to be like, Jerry Saprinetti, who is this? And everyone's going to listen, and that's going to be awesome. So, I mean, we've already said her name like multiple times, but ladies and gentlemen, Miss Jerry Saprinetti, say hello to the folks out there.
Hey, what's going on?
It's would you agree with local celebrity?
Not to
put too much pressure on you, but you're well known in the local.
I'm well known for getting really drunk at night, and so like, oh, it's, you know, the bar population
in the urban
Highland Square
for Akron downtown. There's the Urban Dictionary, and pulling a Jerry is just getting drunk all night, and people know you for that. People say, I'm pulling a Jerry tonight, guys, I'm pulling a Jerry.
That'd be like knocking over a bunch of tables and chairs and like yelling at the clientele, and then the next day going, ooh,
what happened last night? Tom pulled a Jerry last night, guys. But the other thing that's cool about today is that we were recording in Miss Connie Williams' house. Now, if you don't know that name, I would say she's a local celebrity as well. I mean, she writes for the Akronist. She's an amazing woman. She's sitting right over there in her chair. She's waving to everybody right now. And so if you are listening to this, next time you say Connie, be like, Connie, I was in your house when I listened to that episode. Because you kind of are right now. If you're listening to the episode, we're in her house, therefore you're in the house. So anyways, but let's get this show on the road. Jerry, this Thursday, you are playing at Spoils of Akron Live, the All About Animal show, and we thought Time Cat would be the perfect fit to play at an animal show.
Right.
Do you have cats, real cats, in your show? Can you bring some if not?
I mean, maybe we could, like, put on some kitty ears or, like, get tails. Get some tails or something.
Okay, we'll take that.
Yeah.
We can do that.
But we'll probably have a surprise. It's possible.
Oh, look at Connie is now waving her cat around, being like, you can bring my cat. You can bring Lenny. Lenny is beautiful. He's I love your cat, Connie. He's
Thank
awesome.
You.
Okay, so Jerry, Time Cat is playing this Thursday. We're very excited. I mean, you guys are going to have about an hour set. You're a local musician. You know, you play guitar and you sing. How long have you been playing and singing? How long have you had an interest in music?
I've been like playing shows since I was about 16. Just started like playing like at Peabody's Battle of the Bands in Cleveland, getting ripped off, you know. But just always been doing this. That's all I really care about. It's all I really want to do. So,
you know, that's an awesome goal. I really do. I really do think that's really cool because you know what you want to do.
Yeah, I feel really lucky, honestly, because so many people are like, I just don't know like who I am or what I want. I'm like, I know exactly like who I am and what I want.
And
really lucky, super lucky.
And how long would you say you've known this? Since you were 16 or at some point?
I mean, sometimes you get like a personality crisis and you get kind of like thrown back and you're like, actually, I have no idea. But, I mean, you periodically have to get, you know, checked so you can grow and be better. But, I don't know. I just knew that when I was a kid, I just wanted to play. So I'm like, I just want to be in a band. All right.
When did you get your first guitar?
When I was 10.
When you were 10?
Yeah,
Did you take lessons or self-taught?
When I was, like, 14 or something, I took a couple lessons at Lentine's. But it was like, the dude just had me play chords to Comfortably Numb while he played the solos over it. So I was like, I never want to go back to.
You're like his music karaoke machine. You were the backing track to his rock, rock dreams.
I'm like this. I just don't want to do this. I don't know. It's like, Mom, pay $30 so I can play Comfortably Numb with this guy in an uncomfortable, like, weird, overly close. Like, our knees would be touching.
It's like a little sound booth, a tiny room.
It was real weird. And the guy kind of looked like Frank Black from the Pixies. Like, he was a bigger dude. And I was like,
Who's not an attractive guy.
He was a guy.
He looks like somebody to come over and clean your gutters or something. But
I clean
Frank Black is a legend, though, so he's a great guy. His talent.
I clean Peter's really gutters.
I'm sorry, Ryan.
You know what? It's okay, guys.
You are better looking than Frank Black.
I will take that. Thank you so much.
So when did the real education begin with your music?
I don't know. It's ongoing. You have the drive to do it, and you just do it, and you just... I don't know. I've learned from all the different musicians around town, you know.
Any people out there that you really look up to or any shout outs you want to give out to people who've really inspired you throughout the years?
Well, I mean, honestly, I was thinking about this earlier, like the Black Keys, dude. Went to Firestone. They went to the same high school.
Yeah.
They're friends with my best friend's older brothers. So they were like around when I was growing up. So just to think about how they can make it so big in a world where it's just like all this crappy, just awful pop music, where all the songs are written by 10 guys. They're all Scandinavian. I don't know why. It's a really weird thing. I'm just like, it's amazing. It's amazing to me that they could do that. And it really gives you hope, you know, you could possibly do. People are like, you can't make it. I'm not trying to be T Swift over here, you know. I'm just trying to play shows.
Don't rule that out. You could be T Swift someday.
Yeah.
Or on her level. You know, you never know. But it seems like there's like a sound that's kind of a distinct Akron sound that they've molded and shaped a little bit. Although it has the deep roots in blues and Delta blues type of stuff. But I would say your music follows in that sort of Akron rough around the edges sound. That's I don't know.
Garage band. I've heard that term before. Sure. It's a garage band. It's a bunch of people getting together and teaching each other, learning from playing.
Yeah.
That's how I learned. I play drums and I'm starting to pick up other instruments. How I learned is by playing with people.
Yeah.
I say that's probably the most important thing for young musicians nowadays. It's just to get out there and play.
Mm-hmm.
You said you started going out at 16.
Yeah. As soon as I got a guitar, I was like, I just want to be in a band. I was like obsessively reading like any rock star biography book. Like, so the whole time I'd be at school all day, that's all I would think about. Like, any project I had for school, I would integrate it with music somehow. Like, if I'm writing about how blues music influenced all of those pop writers of the 50s and 60s in England. It just was so cool. And then how they, in turn, like, influenced Americans again. So just, it's, like, really cool. I mean, I always was just obsessing. I'm like, that's, like, the thing about me is I can just obsess and just focus so much on what I want. And I think that's what it really takes. It's just, like, a single-minded just focus. Like, you don't care about anything else. And I don't know. That's, again, I just feel really lucky.
So, I mean, you were just talking about in school how you would look up anything you can about music.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you have a really good knowledge of it and that's important?
Not of, like, music theory or anything. I just listen to David Bowie all the time. And I was like, this dude, he speaks to me. Oh, my God. So I just downloaded every album and just learned... I literally learned how to play guitar by
favorite David Bowie song.
Oh, that's impossible.
Oh, he has so many good ones.
There's too many. Like, there's a song off his first album, Space Oddity, called Signet Committee. It's 9 minutes long, and it's just so epic, and, like, the imagery is just so, like, dark and eerie, but you just have to, like, you just want to scream the lyrics. It's so far out, man. He can do anything. He's the coolest guy. Mr. Bowie. But yeah, he's the reason why that I even play guitar. Like, I look up the chords to every song. Just play along. That's all I ever did.
Would you go out when you turn 16? Would you go out like every other weekend? Would you go out as many times as possible? Would you hit up every local bar, Mm-mm. open mic? Nothing like that.
Mm-mm. No, I actually never went to open mics, and I never played solo until like maybe a year ago, 2 years ago.
Really? So what was your first band or the first group of people you were with?
It was called Brixton, which I named after the birthplace of David Bowie.
Okay. It all comes around.
Yeah. Because I'm like, all right, well, whatever. And I don't know. It was like my best friend I met in math class, and then my other friend, Mike Forfia, who's actually one of the most amazing bass players there are. Like, I don't know about the world, because I don't know much about bass players in general, but he's something else. He's a big name. Like, he's going to be really important one day. And then the drummer was Chrissy Spangler. And we had some good times. The band broke up, like, twice. And I'm just, like, so at a loss. I'm just in college. Like, my dad's like, Sip, you just got to pick some. You just got to pick some. So I'm just like, okay, I'll pick accounting. Can you imagine me being an accountant?
No.
It's
no.
Like, it's like, it makes no sense. And whenever I would just be in that, I would get so depressed, and I just sleep all day long. Like, it just felt like so contrary to what I had to do. And that's like my good guide point. So anytime I'm like feeling like really bummed out, like, well, I guess I just, you know, I gotta get like a job so that I can like do all this stuff, so I can be like a person that's like, you know, I have a house and money, and I've got great credit, and I've got a great car, and all this crap. And I'm like, I don't want any of it. Just the thought of my life being based around that makes me so sad. So I'm like, music is the only thing that just takes all that away. So it's basically like the ultimate just medication.
Escapism.
I wouldn't call it escapism.
No?
No, it's the outlet for all of this pain from society and all the garbage from school and, you know, anything. It's honestly like, if everyone had an outlet they actually were passionate about, I think everyone would be so much healthier.
Well, most artists use art as a therapy or a healing
source. Yeah, that's what
source.
It is.
And like you said, medication.
That's what I was looking for.
That's what keeps us, I don't know, it's what keeps us docile. As people, because if not, we'd be so wound up, we'd probably be running each other over every day.
Yeah, definitely keeps me sane. Or it's like, I don't know, sometimes it's like, on stage, I just want to be totally, sometimes I just want to destroy everything and be crazy.
Lenny is on the table, he's joining us. Hello, Lenny.
Yeah, the kitties.
He That's wants appropriate. To join Time Cats.
That's appropriate.
Yeah.
So when you were going through school and you were going to be an accountant, at some point...
I never believed I actually was going to do that.
Right. At some point, did you find your passion in music again? And
It never went away.
Okay.
I mean, there'd be like maybe a couple months here and there where I just wouldn't play. And I would be... That's the times when I'm like the most sad. I'm just so sad. I can't do anything. But then as soon as I start playing, like... Especially even recently, like, going out to open mics, like, every day, if you can. You know, there's open mics everywhere.
Every night.
And it makes me feel so good. Like, the next day I wake up, I'm like, all right, I can sweep the floor and make a really good breakfast. Like, I just feel really good. It just helps my life, you know?
So, it seems like there's a lot more open mic opportunities than there were even just a few years ago.
Right. Yeah, it's a big thing now. It's really cool. It's like a great way to meet people, make contacts, like, get fans for the band. Because all I care about is just getting our band songs out there.
You know, I listened to you talk, Jerry, and I've met you before, like, here or there. Mm-hmm. When I hosted the emceed the open mic, you were there, and I've seen you play there before, and around town, and at a thing downtown, you played there. And just from talking with Connie and talking with other people about you, the one thing that I can say and just listening to you talk is you're very passionate about this. This is something that it is a big deal to you. And you not only put 100% into it, you put your time, your effort, your money or whatever. You put all of this into it. And just talking about you being an accountant or whatever, it's you see that your life could never be different than what it is right now.
Yeah, it's like I'm exactly what I should be.
Then here's the button on that question. Where do you want to go with it? What's the end goal for you? Well, for Time Cap.
For an end goal, like, there's no end. It's like,
oh, you're right.
Continually trying to, like, okay, get better, yeah, and stuff. But I know what you mean, though.
Okay.
Like, what's the goal? The goal is to play gigantic freaking shows. I want to play at Bonnaroo in front of hundreds of thousands of people. And I know that we could do it, because I've been to these concerts, and I just don't feel anything from these performers. It just seems so...
empty? I'm just messing up on words. I'm going to stop saying words.
No, I mean, words are really hard right now. But,
you don't see as much of a connection as maybe could make, like, with people.
I guess it's like kind of an egocentric thing, but I'm like, we would just kick so much more ass than any of these people. I just, I mean, maybe not like My Morning Jacket or something like that, or Tame Impala. Those are the guys that are really good, or Alabama Shakes. They're a band we get compared to a lot, actually, and I just started like kind of listening to their songs, and I'm like, dude, if we could just play with them, or if we could like play with the Black Keys, or play with Xan Arbok's new band, The Arcs, something like that. I don't care what it is. Or if I just have to tour forever just to try to get there. You know?
I could see that. See, it seems like bands now don't necessarily have to tour because of the digital reach you could have, but do you see the need for that? I know some do, some don't.
Well, it's like you have to tour because that's where the money is. You can't. Right. You don't make money off of music at all. No. You have to tour, you have to sell merch, you have to, like, be out there and be known and be friendly with people, make friends, you know? Like I was thinking about going to open mics, like, go to Pittsburgh, go to Columbus, go to Cincy, just busk all day, and then at night go play the open mics, just become friends with people, you know? Have adventures. Like, that's partially why I love music and touring, is that I love adventure. I get so sick of just being in Highland Square and, you know, Fairlawn and driving to Montrose, you know. But, you know, wherever you go, there you are, of course.
So did you grow up in Akron?
Oh, yeah. I've been here forever.
All right. So, and you see yourself moving out. I wouldn't say moving, but going to these other places, but always coming back to Akron.
Yeah, it's like my parents live here. You know, I'm an only child, so, like, I don't know. I'd miss them. They'd miss me. And that's essentially what it is. It's like, you know, it's also like just way too many memories. I'm driving up and down the street, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's where that happened. It's like a constant nostalgia. And it just gets, like, really boring. I'm like, man. I get restless. Like, that's why I'm just like, I want to hop in my car and just start playing some random gigs and just sleep in my trunk, you know? Because I don't care.
Well, where have you traveled to, and do you plan to tour more in upcoming months or years?
Well, we took a big tour last summer. We went all over the place. We, like, did the whole country. Took it all the way out to, like, San Fran. Came back. But right now, I'm thinking
that
about...
That was Lenny, not Jerry. That was Lenny talking.
We went to San Fran.
The Time Cat chick is turning into a cat right in front of our very eyes.
But yeah, I think like it's the smartest to just expand out from your home base. That way you're not just blowing too much on gas, and so you got to think of things like, you have to be a business person. That's something that I've really been just not wanting to do for so long, but I'm like, damn it, I have to, like, God, I have to be like charming on Facebook. Like, this is so hard. Or like, I have to think of these things like with a business mind. I don't think I have that, but it's like...
It's all that accounting coming back.
Put those classes to good use, finally.
I wish that I had studied marketing. That would have been so much more useful.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's like you have to be a jack of all trades.
Are you the one that books all the band and books all the gigs, and you do all that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it's like, I'd love to get a manager and like a booking agent, you know? It'd be sweet.
Okay,
super sweet.
So I first saw you, your band, and it was two people. It was a drummer and guitarist, and now I think you're at a three-piece, mm-hmm. right? Did you add a member? Did you replace members between that iteration and this one?
Me and Sam, we actually met at these jam nights I used to host at my house about, like, 5 years ago. And then we started playing together about 4 years ago, And we just, like, never found a third member that would really fit. Like, people be like, oh, you need a bass. Or people be like, don't ever get a bass. I'm like, it doesn't... Like, whatever. I don't know. Like, we're just going to keep playing. And our very first show was, like, this New Year's Eve party at this dude's house.
You always remember your first show. You always remember...
Well, that's kind of funny, actually. But so we played, and literally everyone left the room. And me and Sam just look at each other, and we're like... Dude, we must suck. Oh, my God. I think we sucked for, like... Like, I don't think we, like, sucked, but I just think we just weren't... I don't know. We're just starting out. We're just trying to develop our chemistry and get some good songs together, you know? But it wasn't even midnight. I didn't even make it to New Year's before I passed out on their front lawn.
And that was your first show.
Yeah, and then Sam drove my Jeep Cherokee back to Highland Square, where I lived, like, right... off of North Portage.
She's pointing to the wall.
Yeah, into this general area. I mean, it is like that way, if only they could see. But, and then they had to carry me up the stairs, like, say, my drummer and my best friend, you know. That's our first show. Absolutely terrible. It was amazing, though. it's a funny memory, because now it's like, I don't know, I feel like things are finally getting really good, especially since we added the bass player, Colton, in, like, March. And that was just... He was just this dude who had our album, and he listened to it all the time, and he was so into it. He listened to it, like, every single day, like, many times. Like, so he just became, like, the perfect guy. It's like, you have to love the music you're playing to, like, really, like, be passionate and have a good time, you know?
Fun trivia. Our own Cody Stanley here graduated with Colton from Norton.
Ah! Mr. Huffman.
Oh.
Was he a cool guy then?
Yeah, he was always pretty cool.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. He's like this big, tall dude with like a beard, and he's like really quiet.
He never had that. The beard was never there.
Yeah. I saw some old high school pictures. I was like, you don't even look like the same person.
No, he doesn't.
At all. And he's got like these banana hands, dude. Like he's got huge hands. Like, you've seen I play with this big old, like, Fender Stack, and he just carries the cabinet. It's been, like, me and Sam, like, the two of us, we're, like, skinny kids, like, carrying this thing around. People laugh at us, you know, wherever we go. Then Colton just is like, just picks the thing up, and he's like, yeah, whatever.
Banana hands.
Yeah.
I've never like, heard that before.
Huge, huge hands. So, I mean, honestly, this dude... He just sits in his room all day and just records and just works on music. So, like, the three of us, that's, like, the really hard part in finding bandmates is that you have to find someone that will give up their whole life. All in. LeBron James, you know? That's you gotta right. be all in. You gotta be all in. It's like there's no option.
That is true. If one person's not all in,
one person
it'll
is a
show
girlfriend.
On stage. Yeah. Or, you know, if they're not all devoting the same amount of energy.
Or it's like, oh, I just got my girlfriend pregnant. Oh, well, it's over. Cool. See ya. And that's what it's like, you know. Well, I gotta go back to school because, blah-de-blah. You know, I've played with so many people that they have their own lives, you know. They're not hashtag all in, you know. What can you do? I mean, I lucked out, but it took me, like, well over a decade to find these guys. Like, it took me forever. Like, I mean, we found each other, but it took forever, man. So.
This just got really deep here. You know, Jay, this is the kind of talk that people want to hear and people want to know about you.
Right.
I could sit here and ask you, like, what's your favorite color and, like, what's your favorite movie? But, like, people don't want to hear that. People want
Big Lebowski.
I have a question, Ryan, if you don't mind me asking.
This is Chris's what's your favorite color question.
No, actually, it's not a what's your favorite color question. It's a good question suggested by our friend Connie over here.
Oh, nice.
Who has interviewed Jerry for an article that's going to appear in The Akronist. But, you know, you're a shorter woman, do people say, oh, you look so cute while you're playing? And do you feel that being a woman musician, female musician, do people trivialize that sometimes?
Well, the thing is, actually, I take advantage of it completely because people just judge you by what you look like. But I've never, like, thought of myself as, well, I'm a girl and this is what girls have to be like. I never even thought like that. I'm like, this is what I want to do, and I don't care. Like, I got, like, picked on forever in school growing up, and now all those dudes, you know, they just have jobs and wives and stuff, and I look like I'm 18 still, you know? I don't know. Maybe that's shallow, but whatever. But yeah, in the way I take advantage of it, I guess, and it didn't really start out like this. It wasn't the intention, but people just judge you, and then you get up on stage, and you just blow them away because they had no expectation. In fact, they had very low expectations. They probably just like see you and be like, oh, whatever. Like, Sam's this dude that wears a bandana, and we're like goofy. I don't know. I think we're kind of like cartoon characters or something. But
when you guys play, there's a definite seriousness to that. And
yeah.
All that goes away, I think. And, you know, and I don't think the music industry is as male-dominated as it once was.
Right.
I see a lot of really good women musicians in Akron. So, well, what are some of your favorite bands in the local music scene?
Kitty.
Lenny and the Leonards is the cat's band.
That's awesome.
Let's see. Well, a good friend of mine who's in the band Tall Tales, her name's Kendra Heishman. And she plays with, like, Dave Hammer, who's also just in a million bands, just so good. And we're playing this big release show October 9th, and this band's opening for us. They're called St. Joan. It's just two girls. It's, like, Hannelore Birkin and Sam Grace. And their voices are just so, like, angelic and haunting, and their songwriting is so simple, yet it just really, it really has an impact. I don't know, my favorite Akron band of all time, though, is House Guest. Like, that's in, like, 2005, 2006, 2007, like, I saw them open for the Black Keys and get booed. And I'm like, they are way better than the Black Keys. I'm like, House Guest is
good.
Incredible.
Yeah, they're
my favorite. I'm like,
are they still around?
No.
But they did a recent show with
Drummer.
Drummer, right, at Tangier.
And Musica.
Excellent.
Yeah, that... It's so good. Like, they are literally my favorite band. And, like, it turns out, I knew the singer for years, but then one day we found out that we were related. And we're, another strange fact that I just found out, like, a month or so ago, 2 months ago. I'm, like, related to Bob Weir from The Grateful Dead. Like,
wow.
The guy that's not Jerry, which is kind of funny. I'm like, yeah. But thinking about, like, the female thing, though, it's just funny. I'm like, this is the angle I guess we should be marketing it. Like, there's this little girl that, like, shreds and, like, sings like Janis Joplin or something. I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. It's just, like, as normal to me as it would be for some guy. But, you know,
I've been bad with words all day, so I don't know if I want to help you.
Yeah, you're awfully quiet today.
I've been messing up. I'm listening. This is really... I am not... I'm usually the one who's, like, talking. But, like, I'm, like falling in love with just listening to how you... Like, seriously,
wow.
Like... Because
hello.
Hello there.
Saprinetti.
Yeah, super nasty to you.
But as a musician myself, I love listening to other musicians and listen to their passion and how it compares to mine and then how it compares to the greats. And then, you know, hearing about your goals and where you want to be. I mean, that's something that it's really ambitious and something that...
Yeah.
I mean, just listening to how you talk, I can see that happening. I mean, because you have that drive.
Mm-hmm.
And you want it. You want it, don't you?
Yeah, I want it so bad.
So bad.
Where is this going? Ryan's like turning into a super fan right before everybody asks.
Guys, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
I'm going to get a time cat tattoo right across my chest.
He's going to get a time cat tramp stamp.
No. I could do that.
With like a picture of my face winking.
Lady in the corner, so you know, right? Endorsing the whole situation.
I'm like Dr. Evil petting this cat. This is Black Mr. Bigglesworth, bro.
So do you have any funny fan stories or anything along the way? Because you probably get a lot of the regulars who come see your band who...
Yeah.
No? Yes?
I mean, funny stories. I don't know. It's like when someone asks you about it, it's like hard to think of.
And like in 10 minutes, you're going to be like, oh yeah,
there was that one time. And then that one guy who did this crazy thing.
Well, let's come a little more general. What kind of fans come see you? Are younger people? Are they all ages, older folks?
It's all ages. With like all different kinds of people. And that's what I aim for. It's like, I want to be able to make songs and make music that's accessible, but not like just some pop weak bullcrap that I just, I want anyone to be able to hear it. Like little kids. Oh, got the story.
Okay.
See, awesome. There you go.
See, we distracted her for a few minutes.
Excellent. Got it.
All right, so I played this random show downtown, like in this little open space. There's like this little stage. It was July 4th. People from Urban Eats asked me to play. And so I was playing, whatever. And these like little girls just get up on the stage and just start like dancing behind me and stuff. And they're like all stoked and into it. So like after I was done, I like went and I thanked the little girl. And she's like, you owe me. And I was like, what? She's like a 7-year-old. She's like, you owe me. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, I don't dance for free. I was like, what? It wasn't like, you know, creepy like I'm making it seem, you know, it's not like that. But then I was like, I wasn't hanging out with anybody. I was just kind of sitting alone and I'm just like, I might as well go like talk to this little girl. And so we just like hung out. We played Truth or Dare and stuff. She dared me to light off a firework. I totally did. But the funny part is that a few weeks later, her dad sees me at the matinee. And he comes up to me and he tells me that they were talking about crushes and stuff. And she basically, this little girl said she wanted to marry me because she thought I was a boy.
Oh.
And her dad was like, "You do, Bella, that was a girl." And she was like, "No." And she was so upset and just wouldn't believe it. So I'm like, dude,
that was a boy, Dad.
I'm like, I just can't wait to hang out with Justin Bieber and just see if I can out Beeb the Beeb.
They're gonna not gonna know who's who and what gender's who and, and what's going on.
I secretly think he's a woman, you know, who's undergone some sex change stuff.
You know, he pulled a Bruce Jenner, as Urban Dictionary is calling it now. Everyone's looking at me like with wide open eyes. That's like, people say that nowadays, okay?
People say that. I swear. But, yeah, so I thought that was kind of like funny and cute, because it's like, that's another thing about our band, is it's kind of like, it's like the Bowie thing. It's like gender bending without like really intentionally doing it. It's just like, you have the capability to be, like, if you're a female, to embrace like your masculine side and vice versa. It's like, I think it makes you a better person, like more complete, more whole, you know? So it's like, I want to make it so this kind of thing is normal, you know? It's like normal. I'm not just some weirdo freak, you know? It's not like I'm transgender or something like that, but it's like, it's like all the things that have been going on and like politically, like with, you know, gay marriage and just, it's just like gay people versus straight people, Christians versus Muslims. I just think it's all garbage. And it's just like, we honestly just want to use our band as a vehicle to just talk about how everyone is just the same. It's fine. We can just be cool, man.
It's human nature to classify things and have to put
it is.
Labels.
Something on either one side or the other. But reality is we're all sort of somewhere in between in this nebulous area that's androgynous sometimes. And good rock music shouldn't have to be gender
specific.
Well,
that's what rock
specific.
Music is. Right. It's rebellious music from, you know, for the people. It's not about like, I'm Bruce Springsteen and I'm a big supporter of Obama. It's like, well, you just alienated a bunch of people.
That's right.
Or like if you support any political agenda and you're like really out and about it, like it can just be, it's, where was I going with this?
Do you think that hurts a lot of artists nowadays, is that they...
Well, they're aligning themselves with like this ideology and it's just like, that's where I was going. Like, I feel like the rock musicians just honestly become like the voice of like the government's corporate sponsors, you know what I mean? Like, oh, like if this guy supports this thing, like, he's a cool rock musician. Like, yeah, totally. But it's like back in the day, rock music's about telling F you to the powers that be, you know? It's like, that's the point. Like, rebellion. It's not even, like, about youth versus this. It's about freedom, like, actual, real freedom. And it's like...
And that's the thing you want to do with Time Cat, is you want to bring that back. You want to...
Yeah,
you want
to... It's like the real thing, you know? Like, we're not just BSing, like, we're not just messing around. This isn't just, like, for fun, you know? It's just like, well, this is who I am out of, like, the billions of people that have ever existed, so it's might as well just, like, ride it as far as I can, you know?
Wow. I'm, like, speechless, guys. I'm sorry. I really am. I love this.
I'm hoping I'm not sounding silly.
You're great. I'm just surprised that Ryan's so quiet. He's usually more enthusiastic. But, no, I think he's really soaking it all in.
I am.
And
I'm
enjoying
just like,
your...
I hope I'm not talking to
your philosophies. So I think we should have her play a little bit.
Yeah, so the cool thing that we're going to do with today's podcast is we've never had live music besides the intro song or backgrounds by Chris or Ben or myself. But today we're going to do, for the very first time, we're going to have Jerry play some music for us. Now, Jerry, we got enough time for probably about three, four, something like that.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, you know, tell us a little bit about the song, the title, and where they can get it. I want to make sure people know where they can get your music.
Well, we're actually having, like, we're releasing two singles on October 9th. And they'll be available on, like, Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp, Amazon, all of that stuff.
Okay.
And they can come get, like, physical copies at our big release gig at the Rialto Theater, but, you know. So one of the songs is called Victory, and it's kind of a sad song. It's not like a victory per se. It's kind of just like wanting to basically have hope for something in the face of just utter failure. Just say you've hit the bottom of the barrel, you know, but you have to believe that you can still have, you can still be victorious and rise above it, you know? Well, there ain't nothing wrong. There ain't no crime in loving me. I don't care what people believe. Well, they see what they want to anyway. Oh, there it goes, sorry. All right, the song will continue now. Well, there ain't nothing wrong. They wrote the books, but I'll write the song that they'll play all the day long. And you better sing along, baby. Not a mystery to me, babe. No, not anymore. Not anymore. Well, listen, baby, to the rhythm of my heart. Don't you know that it beats for you in all the things that you do? Well, how can I get over you now? And every time I see your face, it takes me off to another place. When we could talk, and you'd never steal away the love. Well, I forget about it all now, baby. It's not a mystery to me, anymore.
Wow. Okay, I really like that song. Really builds. That's I like that a lot. It starts at the beginning and then throughout it and then the choruses. It really builds really nice. I like that song for a song about victory. That's like a song I can be like woo and like really get behind.
It's victory is not a mystery to me anymore. My friend Jeff Schleiss came up with this like victory. It's like this weird hand sign thing, but not that the podcast could hear it. But I'm telling you, it's pretty sweet. Thanks, Jeff.
What's the next one you got for us?
Let's see. Jeez Louise.
It's called Jeez Louise?
I wish. Jeez Louise. Jeez.
Louise.
No, I kind of want to play a new song. You mind hand me that capo? I just wrote this song, so it might be bad. Can you tell me there's no hope at all? I must use this to get me through the fall of our country, one and all. I'm alive. So if you believe these words that I say, oh, the confusion of the entire human race. There is something we must face. Oh, we're alive. Oh, yeah. How could we have let our flag fall?
Could be the end. Well, I hope not now, my friend. Yeah, yeah, oh, we're alive. Oh, well, how could we have let our flag fall? If you never had a gun, I'm thinking of you all. You gotta find something to unite us. Dream, or you never had a soul. Well, it's within.
Now, you said you just wrote that one. What's the name of that one? What's that one called?
I think I'm going to call it We're Alive.
I like it. I like that the slow guitar solo in there. I like that in there.
Yeah, just like, it's intense. I'm like, oh, God, that was like kind of intense just now.
All right, so we got time for one more.
All right, cool. I'll play like our hit. Everyone loves this song.
Sounds good.
It's called Boozled. And this is like the single we're releasing. I'm like trying to move units, man. Just trying to move some units.
Let's move some merch.
Took me by the hand, by the river. You sent a shiver up my spine. And all you ever do is blame it on the apple moonshine. Well, I do not feel ashamed the way I love you. So I bought us a ride on a hot air balloon. And I'll kiss you when we're high. So tell me why I got wasted and you carried me up to my room. So was your face red? Are you just embarrassed of our love? You took me by surprise. The way you look in my eyes when you kiss and tell me that you are all mine. Well, it's a dream come true tonight. Well, you treat me so nice, and that's what bugs me. Whatever happened between last year and today? Well, you lied before, but now apologize. So tell me why. Drunk. Well, you don't believe me. You should never believe me. So we just can laugh it off in my truck. Why's your face red, baby? You just embarrassed. I got no more questions, cause you get so few responses, and I really, really wanna mess with you anymore. apart and leave me stranded out here for so long.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, wow. Jerry Sabrinetti of Time Cat. Jerry, that was amazing. I am now a fan. I am now a fan.
One at a time.
Do you have a t-shirt he can buy right now? in a
actually,
CD?
I brought some stickers that you guys can have.
Oh, we're getting stickers.
But totally buy a t-shirt, though.
Yeah, well, yes.
Totally get some
totally,
shirts.
So, Jerry, let's just real quick. Do you have any upcoming show dates that you really want to get out there?
October 9th at the Rialto Theater, featuring St. Joan. I was telling you about him earlier.
Okay. It's
Hannelore Birkin and Sam Grace, and tickets are $10, and it's gonna sell out. So it's like get your ticket now. I also brought some of those with me if you guys. You know. But yeah, it's you're not gonna be able to get in if you don't get a ticket like.
October 9th. October 9th.
Yeah.
Also, we will see you this Thursday, September 24th, mm-hmm. at Spoils of Akron Live, the All About Animal show featuring Time Cat. How appropriate.
And a single.
Oh, yes. And the single. Connie wants us to bring that up.
Well, that was the song I just played.
Right. Well, that'll be on iTunes and everywhere.
Yeah. And okay. it'll go live on October 9th, and we'll have like all sorts of cool stuff you can buy so that we can just tour forever. So, cool.
Sounds good. Jerry, I'm guessing Time Cat has a Facebook page and that they can find.
It's,
so make sure.
Time Cat Music is the handle. Like, follow us on Instagram. We put some goofy stuff up on there sometimes. And anytime you're looking for us on the internet, Time Cat Music, one word.
Got it. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen of Akron? Time Cat Music. Look it up. Chris, any words you want to say? Because I'm just gonna sit here and just stare at
you. It's brilliant. I'll just
put my shades on because that's my invisibility cloak.
There's something about the way you play that makes it seem like it's easy, but it's not. And that's a sign to me of a good musician. You just make it seem really smooth and effortless, and it's very listenable. Thanks. And catchy. And yeah, it's good stuff. I love it.
October 9th at the Rialto. Thank you. Theater.
Words.
See Time Cat there with...
St. Jones.
St. Jones at what time?
Doors at 8.
Okay, doors at 8. All right.
Show at 9.
Guys, I want to say thank you so much, Jerry, for coming on tonight.
Yeah, dude, no problem.
You were an awesome guest. This was so cool. Connie, thank you so much for letting us come in.
Yeah, thanks.
To your house. We had a scheduling problem, but... right now, we're going to go through some events that are coming up this weekend. So, Cody, I know you've been looking them up. So, ladies and gentlemen, Cody Stanley, go.
Okay, I wasn't really looking them up, but I have a few here. Let's start with, as always, the Downtown Akron Restaurant Tour is still going on through September 30th. You can get your passports, and you get those stamped, and you end up with a $10 dining certificate, a $20 dining certificate, or a $30 dining certificate. So that's really cool. You can look those up on the event page, which restaurants in Downtown Akron are participating. Don't forget about our Spoils of Akron Live. We're so excited. The All About Animal show is this Thursday. It starts. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. So come out and see us at Musica. We're going to have a segment from the Akron Zoo. We went there, so we'll have a cool video for you guys. We have Happy Trails Animal Sanctuary is bringing some animals, so come and see those. We're going to have a doggy and kitty fashion show, and my dog Brutus is going to be in it. I'm so excited. She's so cute. You can meet Brutus. Rubber City Clothing is going to be putting their animal clothes on them, so that's really cool. We're going to be raising money and accepting donations for Happy Trails, and there'll be prizes and stuff given away, so it's going to be really awesome. And Time Cat is playing, so we're super excited to have them playing after the show, and it's free admission.
100% free.
100% free. So come out and see us. It's going to be a really cool show. What else?
The marathon is this Saturday. Akron Marathon.
Oh, Chris says the Akron Marathon is this Saturday. Do you know more about that than I do? I don't know like where it is or anything.
It's in Akron.
It's all over downtown.
It's in Akron, but where?
It kicks
off. Can you still
off
sign up
at,
for it?
No, you can't sign up for
no.
it.
See,
I sort of.
While Chris is looking that up, the September 25th, my band Copper Pennies, we're playing at the Root Cafe up in that's like Stowe, Cuyahoga Falls area. But it'll be besides Porch Rocker, it'll be one of the very first shows we've had 2 hours with our new guitar player, Tom Cerner. Ben, our former co-host of Spoils of Akron, as you all know, he moved to Cincinnati. So we replaced him with Mr. Tom Cerner of Stowe, I believe is where he's from. But anyways, but that is this Friday from 7 to 9 at the... what did I just say? Oh, the Root Cafe. And we'll hope to see you guys there. Admission is free. We're just playing. We're just out. You know, when you add a new member, Jerry, you can probably agree to this. You kind of have to start back at the beginning. You all have to click and find your sound. So that's where we're at right now. So, Chris, I blabbed on enough. Do you have some info for us about the marathon?
Almost, but I would like to say while I'm looking up the marathon stuff, we're doing a full circle storytelling tomorrow night.
You're right.
With Wandering Aesthetics and the Akronist. The theme is on the road, so you can just show up, tell any story you want, and you could go 2 minutes, you can go 10 minutes. It really is strictly up to you. So it's a great opportunity to come out and talk about some on the road type of story, some travel story or whatnot.
I bet you have some on the road.
Ellett Library at 6 o'clock. Yeah, we would love to hear some tour stories. That would be excellent. So I do know that it starts at Akron Marathon, I think, starts at 6:30 on Saturday. So there's a lot of events at Lock 3. That's where the finish line is. So if you go there and hang out, they've got food, they've got kids events and whatnot. And then the marathon takes off on High Street and has a new route this year. So it's just super early. Just get there as early as you can when it's still dark.
It's really just early.
For those of you who go out, just go from the bars to the marathon.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, it'd be a one day creeps into the other.
That's really cool. Also, the Akron 6th Annual Akron Peace Week is coming up. Each year, it says this week, our week is filled with workshops, concerts, discussions, and more aimed at highlighting peaceful work done in our community. So go out and see all those events on Facebook. It's the Akron Peace Week, September 25th through October 4th. Do you have more, Ryan?
Just the Cider Festival.
Yeah, Cider Festival is coming up October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Come out and see us. We're really excited this year. It's going to be really cool. Copper Pennies closing on Saturday night.
Followed by fireworks.
So we're going to have a fireworks show. We're really excited about that. It's 5 to 10 on Friday. I think it's 11 to 10 on Saturday. And 12 to 5 on Sunday. So it's going to be a really cool, fun weekend. Lots of stuff
kids,
going on.
Adults.
Yeah. Anyway. All ages. So come out and see us. It's free admission, too. So come out and see us. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody else have any other events to share?
Connie just told him. Connie, what about you jump on the mic? What do you have to say? Come on, Connie. Jump on here.
You can tell me. Or you can say what you were telling me.
Akron Art Prize voting is still going on at the 6 venues where the art is located. Summit Art Space, Rule of Thirds Gallery across the street from that. 43 Furnace has... an upstairs and a downstairs gallery as well. Palladian Palette. The Nightlight.
The Nightlight, yes.
Very cool. Other thing is just remember, keep in mind the Time Cat release party, October 9th. Make sure you get your tickets now because Jerry says they're going to sell out, and I believe her.
Me too. After hearing that, I believe it too.
You better get those tickets. That's all I got.
All right. Thank you so much, Cody. Thank you, Connie. And again, Jerry, thank you so much for coming on today.
No problem.
You were an awesome guest. Any closing thoughts you want to say? Anything you want to send our listeners off with?
Party on, Wayne.
Woo!
Party on, Gar.
All right. As always, Spoils of Akron podcast works in partnership with the Akron Digital Media Center. Our very own Chris Miller, usually who runs the ones and twos. Today it was Cody. He is the editor-in-chief of The Akronist. Connie Williams in this room is a writer for The Akronist. Check out both of their works. They write some really amazing stuff for that. We also work in partnership with the Akron Library as well and with Musica. Today we're not recording there, but still we're having our free show there this Thursday, Spoils of Akron Live, the All About Animal show. So make sure you come see that. We thank you guys, our listeners, and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Spoils of Akron. I believe that is it. Guys, let's get out of here and let's go buy tickets from Jerry because she looks like she's about to leave.
Yes.
So as always,
keep it an Akron day.